Good morning and happy Sunday. It's a bit wet out there today, isn't it? Excuse my voice. I have a really nasty cold today, but I'm still here. So welcome to the Esteem Scene Show. I am your host, Emma Jane Beaumont, and this is Southend City Radio. So confidence says, I know my worth. Arrogance says, I know yours too, and it's less than mine.
What is the difference between confidence and arrogance? And why are we so scared to be confident? Because we're worried about being arrogant. Let's think on that for a moment.
Feel like that is one of the most perfect songs for a Sunday morning. So that was Show Me How by Men I Trust. And what a good song for a Sunday. So what we're looking at today is the difference between confidence and arrogance. And what I'd like to highlight is the difference, so that instead of worrying how you come across because you want to be confident because there's something you're good at and you know it, what the difference between arrogance and confidence is. Because then we're going to reduce the fear of actually going out there and being confident and knowing that actually you're doing the right thing and people can see that you're confident and you aren't arrogant. So let's work out the difference today. So confidence is really tricky. We're told to have it. I mean, I tell you to have it, to show it and to believe in it ourselves. But the minute we do, someone says, all right, calm down. And suddenly you're shrinking back again and you're apologising for taking up space. I was told once to do some yoga moves. And I'm not a big fan of yoga. And obviously with my tremor and everything, I can't really do positions. But I was told to stretch with my arms out wide. And I was being taught to take up space. Literally take up as much space as I could instead of feeling like I needed to be small. And it was great. It was really, really good. But the truth is, so many people, they're not afraid of being confident, just afraid of being seen as arrogant. Because arrogance gets judged. Confidence gets doubted. And we end up stuck somewhere in between, like second guessing our own worth. So it's easier just to sort of fall back into the corner of the room or and just quietly get on with what you're good at, really. But the thing is, there are differences. So for example, confidence allows others to rise. And arrogance makes others feel small. Confidence walks with an open hand. And arrogance points with a finger. Confidence builds bridges and connections. And arrogance, they build thrones. Confidence stands on self-worth. And arrogance is built on comparison.
Hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep. 'Cause Cause my dreams are bursting at the seams.
I thought sooner or later the lights up above will come down in circles and guide me to love. But I don't know what's right for me, I cannot see straight. I've been here too long and I don't wanna wait for it. Fly like a cannonball straight to my soul. Tear me to pieces and make me feel whole. I'm willing to fight for it and carry this weight. But with every step I keep questioning what is true. Fall on me with open arms. Fall on me from where you are. Fall on me with all your light. With all your light. With all.
Una luce ti illuminerà, seguila sempre, guidarti saprà. Tu non arrenderti, attento a non perderti, e il tuo passato avrà senso per te. Vorrei che credessi in te stesso, ma sì, in ogni passo che muoverai qui è un viaggio infinito. Sorriderò se nel tempo che fugge mi porti con te. Fall on me, ascoltami. Fall on me, abbracciami. Fall on me. Finché vorrai, finché vorrai, finché vorrai, finché vorrai. I close my eyes and I'm seeing you. Outside, it's like I'm breathing you in the air. I can feel you're there. Fall on me, ascoltami.
Some more very chilled out tracks this morning. So we had Owl City and Fireflies and Andrea Bocelli and Matteo Bocelli, his son, with Fall on Me. Such great songs. I just wanted to be a bit chilled. It's a very rainy Sunday morning. So let's just get cozy together and talk about the really important stuff like we do. So today, if you've just joined, we are talking about the difference between confidence and arrogance. It's common for people to hold back from showing confidence, not because they lack it, but because they are worried it might be seen as arrogance. And there's a real fear around appearing too sure or too bold or too pleased with yourself. And that fear comes from social conditioning. We're often taught that confidence should be quiet, that being proud might make others uncomfortable. So instead of standing tall, people tone themselves down just to stay acceptable. But there's a really important distinction to be made here. Confidence and arrogance are just not the same thing. Confidence is self-assurance based on experience or growth. It's knowing your abilities and being comfortable using them. Arrogance, on the other hand, is the self-importance without awareness. It's believing your value outweighs everyone else's. Confidence is inclusive and it allows space for others. Arrogance is competitive and it needs to win. The fear of being arrogant can actually stop people from progressing. They stay small so they're not judged. They avoid opportunities in case someone labels them as full of themselves. But being confident doesn't mean you're claiming to be better than anyone else. It simply means you trust your own judgment and your own effort. Let's go ahead with a confidence challenge. The one, the only, Coffee Dance Challenge! Ta-da! So grab your pens, grab the back of the envelope, grab your journal, grab your phone and go into the notes section. So this week's Coffee Dance Challenge is going to be about thinking about the times that you were too afraid to celebrate the small wins and be confident, but the fear of looking arrogant took over and you melted away into the background. If this is not you, then congratulations. But if you think you have undersold yourself through fear, then this needs to be identified and it needs to be addressed. Later on, we're going to look into the ways of how to deal with it. But let's have a few songs. Think deeply and remember and identify the times that you were just too worried to be confident.
I know that you will grow. make it through.
I can't wish you away. You happen to me. You happen. Trying to get back to who I was before. But she's not there anymore. She's not there. Better call her by a different name. 'Cause I'll never be the same. I'm changing. I'm changing. I'm changing. This time is for the better. I'm changing. I'm changing. I'm changing. This time is for the better. I feel the loss, the cost of loving, but I'm gonna let the floodgates open, and I'll let that river carry me off to a place I've never been. I'm changing, I'm changing. Changing. This time is for the better. Moving on. It feels like hell, but I'm learning how to not get burned by the embers of my own flame. Mm-hmm. I'm changing. I'm changing. I'm changing. This time is for the better. I'm changing.
That if you talk enough sense, then you'll lose your mind. And I'll use you as a focal point, so I don't lose sight of what I want. And I move further than I thought I could. You more than I thought I would. And I'll use you as a warning sign, that if you talk enough sense, then you'll lose your mind. And I found love where it wasn't supposed to be, right in front of me. Talk some sense to me. And I found love where it wasn't supposed to be, right in front of me. Talk some sense to me. And I'll use you as a makeshift gauge of how much to give and how much to take. Oh, I'll use you as a warning sign, that if you talk enough sense, then you'll lose your mind.
Fabulous tunes for you this Sunday morning. So you had Face Soul and Grow, Mariam and Changing, and Amber Run and I Found. And I thought they were really profound, really chilled out songs, and I just hope you enjoyed them as much as I do. So now we're going to look at the ways to hold your belief, and this is what the key is here. I want you to stay rooted in self-awareness. Confidence is built on knowing yourself, your strengths and your limits. Arrogance ignores limits. Confidence works within them. So ask yourself regularly, am I open to feedback and can I still learn from others? If the answer is yes, then you are staying grounded. Value others equally. So confident people respect other people's abilities too. They see talent as something to collaborate with, not compete against. Arrogance, on the other hand, relies on comparison. It needs someone else to be smaller in order to feel tall. So confidence says, I'm good at this. And arrogance says, I'm better than you. Stay connected to purpose, not to ego. Confidence grows from a sense of purpose, doing something because it matters. Arrogance grows from ego, doing something because it proves something. If your actions are about contribution and not validation, then you are in the confidence zone. Another massive thing to consider is keeping empathy in the conversation. Confidence expresses itself with clarity and kindness. It doesn't need to dominate or dismiss. So before speaking or leading, just ask, will what I'm saying encourage, educate or empower? These are all ways in which you can be confident without being arrogant. And also it's useful to know these things in case someone else comes across arrogant and they just don't mean to. And that's when you can help too.
Everything you can, and don't you worry what they tell themselves. they say the holy water's watered down, and this town's lost its faith. Our colors will fade eventually, so if our time is running out, day after day, we'll make the mundane a masterpiece. Oh my, my, oh my, my love, I take one look at you, you're taking me out of the ordinary. How would you lay me down to a dead and buried, on the edge of your knife, staying drunk on your ride. The angels up in the clouds are jealous, knowing we found something so out of the ordinary. You got me kissing the ground, but we're sanctuary. Shatter me with your touch, oh Lord, return me to dust. The angels up in the clouds are jealous, knowing we found hopeless holiday.
Some songs for you. You have The Middle, Jimmy Eat World, and you have Chain by Fleetwood Mac, and Ordinary by Alex Warren. So every week I always try to bring you some science behind my waffle. Different brain circuitry is happening between confidence and arrogance. So a healthy confidence comes from the accurate self-assessment, primarily involving the prefrontal cortex, which handles the judgment, the self-regulation, and the perspective taking. Arrogance, however, often activates reward and dominance networks, particularly in the striatum and the amygdala. This is linked to status, competition, and ego defense. When someone's confident, their brain balances reward with realism. When someone's arrogant, the brain overprioritizes reward, how good it feels to be right or superior, and downplays self-awareness. So literally, arrogance is confidence, but with the empathy switch turned off. Let's also have a quick chat about the empathy network here, so the social compass. So the anterior insula and the medial prefrontal cortex actually track others' feelings. So confidence is the brain regularly checking, how does this affect others? And arrogance, kind of reduced activity here, so less awareness and more self-focus. But I want you to feel confident. I want you to feel excited about your wins, whether they're small or big. So many people, especially those who have been going through self-doubt or rejection or constant striving, get caught in a loop where celebration feels dangerous. Doesn't feel safe. It's the whisper of, if I celebrate too early, I'll jinx it. If I'm proud, people will think I'm full of myself. Or, I don't know, what if the win doesn't last? That's fear trying to keep you safe, not small but safe. It's the brain's protective mechanism. Don't stand out, don't get noticed, don't get risked being judged. In psychological terms, it's often linked to imposter syndrome or fear of success, or, you know, the, even the low dopamine confidence conditioning, where your reward system just doesn't trust positive feedback yet. But I want you to. I want you to open your heart and your mind and think, actually, you deserve to be proud. You deserve to stand tall. And you deserve to acknowledge what you have achieved. And hopefully others will acknowledge you too. And by including others and being open to feedback and open to others and aware, just generally aware, you can be confident and you don't have to fear being arrogant or being seen as over the top. Because the people that love you want to see you succeed. They want to believe in you too, and they want you to believe in you. So find that courage to be confident and confident of who you are and what you achieve and the effort you put in to all that you do. Stand tall, stand big, and see all that you are.
Out of the shadows, bound for the gallows, a dead man walking, till love came calling. Rise up,
rise up,
rise up,
rise up.
6 feet under, I thought it was over, and answered a prayer, the voice of a savior. Rise up,
rise up,
rise up,
rise up.
Oh, I'm ever at the crossroads and start feeling mixed signals like Morse code. My soul start to grow colder than the North Pole. I try to focus on the hole of where the torch goes, in the tradition of these legendary sports pros. As far as I can see, I made it to the threshold. Lord knows I waited for this a lifetime, and I'm an icon when I let my light shine. Shine bright as an example of a champion, taking the advantage, never copping out or canceling. Burn like a chariot, learn how to carry it. Maverick, always above and beyond average. Fuel to the flame that I train with and travel with. Something in my eyes say I'm so close to having a prize. I realize I'm supposed to reach for the skies. Never let somebody try to tell you otherwise.
There's something in your heart.
One game, one desire, one flame, one bonfire, let it burn higher. I never show signs of fatigue or turn tired, cause I'm the definition of tragedy turned triumph. It's David and Goliath, I made it to the eye of the storm, feeling torn like they fed me to the lions. Before my time start to wind down like the Mayans, I show them how I got to grind down like a science. It sounds like a riot on hush, it's so quiet, the only thing I hear is my heart. I'm inspired by the challenge that I find myself standing eye to eye with, the move like a wise warrior and not a coward. You can't escape the history that you was meant to make. That's why the highest victory is what I'm meant to take. You came to celebrate, I came to celebrate. I hate losing, I refuse to make the same mistakes.
That was Lauren Daigle with Still Rolling Stones and The Fire by The Roots. Thank you for spending your Sunday morning with me this morning, and I hope that this resonates with you and that you find the courage to be confident in yourself and all that you've achieved. Have a great Sunday, and don't forget to love yourself a little lots.
I was a ghost, I was alone, huh, 두어진, huh, 길 속에 given the throne, I didn't know how to believe I was the queen that I'm meant to be.
I lived two lives, try to play both sides, but I couldn't find my own place. Caught a problem child, could've got too wild, but now that's how I'm getting paid.
But that's your stage.
Now
put these patterns all in the past now, and finally live like the girl they all see. No more hiding, I'll be shining like I'm born.